Some cities have skyscrapers that dominate the skyline. When you live in a small town, it could well be the water tower that is the tallest structure. Here, this structure may not be the very tallest, but it is certainly the most unique. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Why do some small towns thrive while others decline? What influences young people to live and work in some communities but not in others? How can local citizens work together to make a positive difference in their community? Andrew McCrae's latest book is here, The Total Town Makeover. Get your copy today at AmericanCountryside.com. Just click on Books at the top of the page. You'll find all of Andrew's books there, books like American Countryside, The Man Who Was President for a Day, and God's Perfect View. They're based on Andrew's radio broadcasts and are perfect for you and make great gifts. Log on today at AmericanCountryside.com.
If you drive into Pella, Iowa, you'll notice one very unique structure dominating the skyline.
The windmill is a recreation. It's not an original windmill from the Netherlands, but it was built to be an exact replica of an 1850s corn mill or grain mill.
And that mill would have been much like the ones a group of 800 Dutch immigrants who settled in Pella, Iowa would have known from their home country. Jesse Galligan is the executive director at Pella, Iowa Historical Museums. The windmill may not be centuries old, but it has its roots in the old country.
The windmill was built in the Netherlands, taken apart, shipped here piece by piece, and then reassembled here. And it's one of the largest working windmills in the United States. We actually do grind flour.
And that campus contains almost two dozen buildings, most resembling businesses from the settlement era that plied the Dutch trades. Times have changed, but the Dutch roots remain.
I was a Vos before I got married, so I claim some of that Dutch heritage myself. When you go through our phone book, the V section is the largest part. You have all the Vandas and Vers and Vans, and there is a lot of Dutch heritage still here.
Pella holds many events throughout the year to celebrate its heritage, and the historical museums do a great job of sharing the message as well. Jesse says there's a spirit about this place that seems appealing to many, no matter from where you may come.
Whether you can speak Dutch and trace your ancestry back to that original group in the 1840s, or your last name is Smith and you moved here a year ago, there's a place to fit in here, and a lot of times it is community surrounding that Dutch culture.
It is truly a slice of Americana, with a town celebrating its past while creating a vibrant present and future for its residents and visitors alike. Traveling the countryside in Pella, Iowa, I'm Andrew McCrae.